As you may or may not know, I live in Reading, which each year plays host to the Reading Festival over the bank holiday weekend, which I can only describe as being the place where the great unwash meet each year, listen to music, get drunk, and then set fire to everything on the Sunday night. And, well, it's the Wednesday before the Reading Festival, and already the town is showing signs that things are happening. You can't go into town today, certainly, without bumping into at least, I don't know, 400 festival goers on a small jaunt around town. Especially from the station in the middle of Reading to the Reading Festival site, which is sort of on the fringes of the town, actually. It's quite a long walk to get from the station to the festival site. And where I live, in wanting to go anywhere in Reading, you do kind of have to go past the Reading Festival site. And you go down there, and the amount of shops that have put the fencing around the front of their stores to protect themselves, or are stocking up with booze. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know if you know, but the Reading Festival site is right on the River Thames. It's right next door. And the towpath on the River Thames is just full of people this afternoon in the sunshine. And the amount of burger bars and ice cream trucks down there is just ridiculous. It's absolutely phenomenal. But there we go. Also, another interesting thing is that as you're driving in from the motorway, so the motorway, picture Reading being sort of a town, you've got the motorway going sort of underneath the town, and the Reading Festival site is sort of towards the north of the town. And as you drive from Junction 11 of the M4 up towards the Reading Festival site, you've got the massive size, so Reading Festival, delays likely. But then if you're bringing your car in, there's one of, I think it's six or five or six possible car parks for you to go to. You're told on your ticket which one you're going to. But the way they've laid it out, it looks at one point, there's only two lanes going in one direction, but they've laid it out like four abreast. So it looks like you're going to get one nutter that's going to come along and go, oh, well, I need to go to the green car park, which is that lane over there. And he's just going to have a head-on collision with a truck. Also, what's been happening in Reading recently is that the road that I live on has recently been relayed. It's had some new tarmac put down and it's had double yellow lines painted on it. But they did this a few years ago on another bit of road where beyond the yellow line, sort of further up the road, they've put a cycle lane in, which is brilliant. I love that. But the cycle lane just ends. So you're cycling along as happy as Larry. Before you know it, the cycle lane ends and you're under a bus. Except on that bit, buses don't go. So you're under a lorry, essentially. Well done. Well done on that planning, Reading Borough Council. That is the rant for today. I'll try at some point, possibly Sunday, I'll try and go down sort of outside the Reading Festival site and give you sort of some atmosphere about it. That's really pretty posh way of saying atmosphere. Give you the atmosphere of the site. I can't get on it because, I about fit in as well at Reading Festival as I think I would at, a library. I mean, I talk for a living. Actually, I don't. I like talking. I wish I talked for a living. But you know what I mean. Oh, I'm just going to stop talking now. I know, first time all day. Thank you very much for listening. I shall see you very soon indeed. Bye-bye, TTFN. Ta-ra for now.